everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. Get ready for some lively discussion.
It's time.
It's Dora. Let's talk with Dora.
Let's talk about it.
It's Dora.
Come on, y'all, let's talk about it.
Let's talk with Dora.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. I'm your host, Dora Sherry. Tonight's guest is not only a champion in the boxing ring, he's also a champion outside the ring. Please help me give a warm welcome to my friend, People's Champion, China the Dragon Smith. Hello, China.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How you Perfect. Doing?
Hey, I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for giving me this great opportunity. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, China. I've been so excited about talking to you and letting people know a little bit about your life, the life of a champion boxer. Oh my goodness. Your history is incredible. Your career is amazing, my friend. And more amazing, you're a wonderful person and a great man. I'm so honored to have you here.
I'm honored to be here. I'm so appreciative. I'm grateful. I'm so excited because, you know, to have an opportunity to still be here for, but to be able to share your message, spread love, and show be a liaison for God, of course, to be for, spread your message and hope you can share, be informed, and give some great advice, tell your testimony. It's always a blessing, always amazing.
We're going to talk about your career, how you got started, your mentoring of young people. That's the most amazing thing. And about your book, fellow author, The Way of the Dragon. Is that what it's called?
Yes. The Way of the Dragon. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
China, can I ask you, for someone meeting you for the first time, what would you like them to understand about you?
Oh, good question. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. Basically, I mean, I think I can go into detail. I tell people a lot of times, I don't have it on now, I have a shirt called Man of God, I'll pray with you, or pray certain things, and I represent a man of God. But I also share that I'm not perfect. I walk and make mistakes and fall down each and every day all the time, too. But one thing that makes me a little different is it makes a difference. We all are vessels, God. I'm just a little bold enough to stand in the Word, know that my strength comes from above, and my strength comes from within, and knowing that people, I'm friendly, I'm approachable. You know, I say, you know, come with respect. I'm loving again and have a platform to be able to tell my best in life.
How did you get started in boxing? And when did you know it was more than just a hobby, it was a calling?
Hold on. When did I, but wow. You know, it's just when you know you do something so natural, and you know that you had to go. And the only way you can come out of it, walk out of it, is by His grace, right? Grace of God, and showing that, knowing that He gave you another chance, another chance, another chance. And when you tell your message, let people know you fall down too, but you're being for real, you're not better than anyone, you just might be a little different. That we all can work together, knowing that I do that easily. For me, I knew it was my calling to give my testimony, to minister, but not at a pulpit, to uplift people, inspire people without judging, to let people know that as I'm giving my testimony, I got my own problem. I just know by His grace that it's sufficient. I just know by His love we can get through this. I know if God is for you, who there be against you? I just know that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom more should I fear? and I walk that walk and talk that talk. And so when I do fall down and when life comes at me, I say, okay, God, this is what I have to go through, then let's go through this. Because you already told me, you promised, your word is turned back none of void, but you would never leave me nor forsake me. If I'm not bragging, I'm just standing in the word. I'm not talking, I'm just being confident. You know, so that those give me the guidance and the path and the direction to maintain and stay strong, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood, where you were raised, and when you got into boxing?
Ooh, 3 years old, through my father's footsteps. I wrestled with my dad. He was an athlete, played football. I went to Carter Mooney High School, won a state championship in 72. We talk about that because growing up, that was a big competition. My dad and I were very competitive against each other. But he trained me very hard on me. He was a sergeant. As far as discipline, he taught me to never give up, to never quit. And at times, I'm like, man, does this guy love me? Now looking back, of course he loved me. It's just his way of trying to make me the best that I can be. And because of it, I really, truly appreciate that. But I got started, like I said, 3 years old, playing football, boxing, training, rather. As I got older, football was my first love. And I did do some little boxing tournaments and certain things like that. And I basically concentrated on football until I got in high school. And then a couple things happened. I thought we should have won state championship that year. It fell a little short. And from that decision, I didn't want to depend on anyone else. And I knew when I walked into the ring, it was me and him. And making that decision, I was good with that because even though it was 70% mental, 30% physical, I knew my life was on the line every time I walked in the ring. I was thankful for the opportunity, so I decided to get a fight.
How do you prepare for going into the ring, China? Is there something you tell yourself, some ritual you do?
As always, you know, and that's one of the reasons I think I am who I am, is because, you know, I started coming right out of high school, 18 years old, but most everybody I was fighting and competing with was a lot older, 10 years, 15 years older than me. But it was through my mind, through my faith, through my belief, through my trust. The faith that I work is that. So I had to put the miles, I had to put the work effort in. I know that to be the best, I have to train as the best. And so, besides watching a couple of my mentors, like the greatest, Muhammad Ali, some other guys, I trained. My dad trained me he trained me harder and extra beyond my limits. So it gave me the mindset that no matter how bad it comes, how tough it gets, I should overcome it. And then using my faith, when I was, like Ali said, through walking and talking with God, he's for you to be against you. So knowing that this guy is my opponent, no disrespect, it's not going to last too long. This is an opportunity to show how great I am, or even better, to show how good my God is.
What fight would you say probably changed you the most? Is there one you wish you felt bad about losing, or how do you feel when you lose about?
It sucks. I hate it. I mean, I'm a competitor. I'm a man. Yeah. Well, let's just keep it real. Who likes losing? Losing is part of life. It's part of the journey, but it sucks. It stinks. When I was my first fight, because it's crazy to, I'm not a boxing fan. I'm really not a sports fan. I know it's crazy. And I didn't watch fights of my competitor. And so the very first fight that I watched and studied with this guy, my opponent, I lost. And that was the first time I got a chance to see the fans that are with you when everything's going great and you're up on the up. And then you get a chance to see when you have a downfall and losing certain things like that, who's really with you. And then I fought the same guy. And I lost twice. And I was young. And it really hurt me, crushed me, because not only did I lose the fight twice, I lost some things and all these other things. And then it took me many, many years to realize what happened. And then, going back on my record, jumping of the five losses that I lost, everybody that I lost, I could defeat. But that particular day, that particular night, it was better. Win some, you lose some. But again, it teaches you. It's all part of the journey. It's all part of the process. It's really never a loss. It's just a lesson, life lesson. And maybe you prepare a little more, or you can prepare and still come up short. You know, I learned through life in my trials and tribulations to embrace everything, no care good or bad, because again, those things can surpass. There's never a perfect day all the time. There's never a bad day all the time. Those, they come in season, they come in time. So as you're going through your journey, you accept them, you know? But knowing that truth, that you are a winner. And no matter what stand, if you stand in God's word, it's too to prevail. Amen. Glory to God.
That's right. That's right. What would you say that you learned the most? Like you said, losing. Would you say that taught you the most?
Yeah, because it teaches that you are not invincible. Because when I was winning and I was knocking out everybody, it's easy said and done if you see a big left pocket or go to your head. But you're winning. You're unstoppable at that time. And it teaches you, and you can be, but it shows you, okay, to appreciate things a little more. Your hard work and discipline doesn't come easy. And then when you look at life and look at the opportunity that you had, that was presented to you and by His grace, but it's not for everybody. And not everybody deserves to go on your path. Not everybody's called to go with you as you climb up in the mountains or die, whatever that may be. So you learn to pick and choose wisely. You learn from when you make mistakes or things go wrong. You regroup, readjust, and you keep it going. You know, you move on. You make adjustments, you adapt to the situation, something like that. Pick yourself up and keep going. That's what it's about.
No, I'm sorry. I stepped on you. I just stepped on a champion. What about that? I just gave you a knockout.
It's your show, right? It's your show. Well, it just teaches you that. And I learned as I'm going even now through the process. Even when I talked to you some things about the book and certain things that you gave me advice that I could do, right? Well, reach one, teach one. I look at my life, I don't blame anyone for the circumstances and trials and things that I had to overcome, that I had to go through, good or bad. I'm grateful for each and every event that I experienced, good or bad, because it taught me something, or I learned something, or I was supposed to learn something. And I had to go through it a few thousand times more, right? Learn my lesson. Right? You know, and that's what I love about being me. As I sit on stage or sit in the room or church or wherever it may be, no, ma'am, no, sir, I'm not perfect. But my heart is who I am. I'm trying to see what they gave the people to change. And I stand on that. I stand on that because I live in truth with God. I stand on that because no matter who you are and what you are, we can get through this. I stand on that because no matter, again, what you're going through, let me pray for you, or pray for this, or pray for that. And I'm just a little vessel when it compares to the Creator. But I know somebody can help inspire you in your life. I'm not the judge. I got my own problems that I'm overcoming for this guy. And saying those things, you know, when people hear me, like, man, are you for real? Or let me show you. Let me talk to you. You know, so that's it. Because I look at the world, I look at so many things, and I prayed about it. I'm like, God, I don't want to talk to these people. Not like that. I mean, who wants to know about God? Who wants to pray? Who wants to talk about it? Because we live in time now, I think, that it's a lot different. People more sensitized, they're more sensitive, they're more emotional, they're more judgmental, they're more, a lot of things that we grew up, it was a lot different. You had to be strong, you had to have your wits together, you had to have a strong place, heart. You know, you can't allow people to talk about you and be so, no disrespect, like weak-minded, but it will crush and destroy you, you know? So, but again, you have to learn to adapt and adjust to this time. This is very challenging.
Yeah. What did you get into the dragon?
Excuse me?
How did you get the name the dragon?
Well, good question. China's my name. China's my middle name. I made it after my dad. I know I'm not Chinese, never been to China yet. people ask me that question. my manager at the time, we was in Brandon. One of the bookstores, Barnes and Nobles, or I think it was Barnes and Noble. And we were looking for a nickname. And it was the year 2000. And the year 2000, the year of the dragon. And the dragon should reign for 12 years, and so I have to catch 12 years. at the time, China the Dragon Smith. And at the time, we were talking about China the Dragon Smith goes to China to fight. So it was a good marketing tool. It was a good. I thought I was a little comfy Chinese guy. I love these food. So it just went hand in hand. So it was just perfect match. Perfect timing.
Good trigger. I love it. Hey, what
China
was your
dragon Smith?
Yeah, China the Dragon. I was gonna say China the Dragon Smith.
People still call me. They call me the Dragon. So yeah, they still call me. And yeah, it's cool. I'm grateful and peaceful.
What was your record? Your wins and losses. I hear it's pretty impressive.
So I had 40 professional fights. I had 35 wins and 5 losses with 26, 27 knockouts.
Wow. Wow. And now, are you still boxing now?
No, I'm not boxing now. I was talking about coming back to do an exhibition or something. Just because I love doing things that people say is impossible. I love doing bigger history, but glory to God. But I'm getting inducted 2026 for the Boxing Hall of Fame this year. So it's a great accomplishment. I'm very honored, very thankful for that. Couldn't be at a better time with my book launching, my life coaching launching, my motivating speaking launching. So we'll see. I got to get in a little more shape to do that. But I'm kind of interested in maybe see if I may be able to do something. But not right now. That's going to be a month down if I'm able to do that. I keep you posted.
Okay. And we'll keep checking too. Right now, you're mentoring young people in Sarasota, right? Do you have a boxing program for them?
I had a boxing program in Bradenton, actually. And I had it almost 2 decades. And I still mentor, I still coach. I still have people call me. More now, I do, right? Speaking in school, churches, people. And every now and then I'll train for kids. Because for me, the platform of boxing was, no matter how tough you are or you think you are, there's always someone out there tougher. And no matter, it teaches you the humblest respect yourself. If you're kind of timid or you need some confidence, boxing is definitely one that helps you build confidence. And it goes hand in hand because I tell people, not what I say, it's the rule. No matter if you had a second grade or a person with lack of education, as some people call criminals, certain decent guy, but if he just got out of prison and the mindset that it takes to be a boxer, he could be fighting in competition in the ring, everything legal. It. And he's 2 or 3 punches away from knocking the guy out and winning the fight. He hears a bell, but bing, he comes to a complete stop, turns around, walks to his corner, sits down for 60 seconds or 45 seconds, and listen to what the corner man and his coaches have to say. He continues. I tell people, that's not self-discipline or strength or whatever. And it's amazing how fighting of all boxing, MMA, kickboxing, all of them. We have that kind of discipline. We're trained like that. So it teaches a lot.
Yeah, boxing teaches a lot of discipline and things like that, doesn't it? It's a good tool for teaching the young people now, I'm sure.
Well, for sure, because, I tell even, especially more mothers, but mothers and fathers, I know that I'm old school, so respect it. I've never in my life, praise God, disrespect my mom again. My dad's no longer with me. And I've never disrespect my mom again. I'm grateful. But I don't know anything about how to disrespect. So when I work with kids and the parents, like especially the young boy, he's disrespectful. It's a little different. And then I thank God for allowing me to be that vehicle or that vessel to be able to talk to work with the kids. Because now, I've been boxing a while, and most kids now, they don't know me. I never heard of me. I mean, they might have heard of me. But the one thing for sure, you can Google me, and you can pull me up and check my record and see that I had to do something to be on a platform. So what that gives them identity is, oh, he's real. And then when I talk about God, I talk about respecting the mother, respecting the father, respecting the teacher, respecting the law enforcement, do the right thing, be in school, make good grades. It helps them to identify, it helps them to understand, wow, if that guy did all those things, and then look how respectful he is. Look how he's talking to my mom and talking to my dad, talking to my teacher. Now it kind of helps them a little, most kids, to follow those traits, be more inspired to change their ways. That's all we can really do.
You're teaching the children, China. What would you say they've taught you?
Oh, everything. You know, kids are brutally honest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember sometimes when I was, you know, I was just fighting, and I would ask, you know, the kids would come in and ask questions. And I was like, so why did you lose? Did you have to lose? Was he, you know? And I was like, well, I didn't want to lose, but, you know, at that particular day, he's better than me. And then I learned from kids that they're so bright and they're so delicate. You can guide them and teach them with the righteousness for him or her to become anything in the world. And I didn't make this quote, but I used this quote. They said, kids make up 45% of the population, but they are 100% of the future. And how we instill in kids, you and I may can't change the world, but we have enough ingredients that we can sow seeds into these babies to provide for the future that can make a huge difference, huge impact. And we as parents or people need to keep that in mind. So like when I see racism, I see political views and certain things, might not, you know, doesn't necessarily have to be that way. If we love and treat people with love and respect, first and foremost, and hopefully that good comes with, basically do unto others you hope others do unto you, amen? And we go by that, you know, treat that, and walk by that walk, things will be a little different. You know, I'm quick to lead by example. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, sir. You know, and most of the time you'll be surprised how the reaction people give you when you lead by example.
Yeah, I would imagine people are surprised to learn what strong faith you have. You know, I don't think you would picture a boxer as a man of God. And that's something I love the most about you, how you give the credit to God and the praise to him.
Amen. I appreciate it. You know, and that's the thing I learned too about mental health. I'm working with a few that does the mental health program system. And I learned that men, you have programs for women, and, you know, certain things, you have programs for kids. You don't necessarily have programs for men. And not that we're better because we're not honest. But we are broken too. But men growing up, these young boys come in, it was told and taught that you're not supposed to cry. You're not supposed to show your emotion because you're weak, you're vulnerable, you're man up, you gotta be proud. But I learned now we hurt too. We cry too, or we want to cry. And what happens when you don't cry or let your emotions out, it eats you away, it kills at you, it hurts you. And it comes out at the wrong time. But I learned that through my life coaching that, man, sometimes you need to get around certain people, which is hard and challenging, that you can trust that you can open up and be vulnerable. And now I say this too, when a person's vulnerable, don't use that towards their weakness. Don't bring that up and put them like, oh, you're fine, if I need to throw me your dog secret. Because that's not right. And a lot of times people do that. But again, it's about being open. It's about being a non-judgment zone. Which again, is hard to challenge because who do you talk to? Who can you trust? Who's not going to tell you dark secrets? Who can you say, man, I just broke up my relationship, crying, hurt, my money's like, going through certain things. You know, my kids are not acting right. I'm lost. I'm confused. It's hard. It's difficult. And I've been able to deal with a certain man. I remember one time I just left the gym and I saw a young man say, hey, man, what? Probably. And I told him I love him. He broke down in tears. And I learned, and I was like, wow. And I talked to other men, real men, boys like myself. But there's a vulnerable too. We have a soft side. Not soft like we're pushed over, soft side like we have emotionally our feelings too, you know? And it should be loved and respected, not taken advantage of. And so we need more awareness about people feeling, people have a safe zone, be able to talk, they can let out anger, let out issues, and talk about issues. So, yeah.
My daddy used to say that tears were made to release your emotions, because if they were only to lubricate your eyeballs, they would stay in there. They wouldn't run down your cheeks.
So very true. You know, I tell you, I get emotional every time. You know, like on the Facebook or social media or YouTube, you see like the dad or the mom or the sister or brother, they go in the military and they come back and they surprise the family.
Oh yeah.
And like the kid or whoever. Every time I see those, it gets me, it gets me touching me, because I know the feeling. I love to see people happy and appreciating. Man, I didn't know if I was gonna see you again. Now I see you, man. I can embrace you, I can enjoy you. I enjoy you, I love you. And I tell people all the time, you know, talking about that, don't let life or let your anger or situation get the best of you. That's easier said than done. If you love that person, man, woman, friend, family, whoever it may be, tell him or her now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised anything. Don't allow your ego, your anger, get the best of you. I'm quick to apologize. Man, I apologize real quick. Man, I'm sorry. Sometimes you don't know. You might not even realize what you might have did or might have said to that person. And I know we talked about it, how time people don't even speak for 5, 10, 15 years because they thought he or she said something. And then when they find out that they run into each other, that person didn't say that, or that I thought you said, didn't it? And you're like, you let all that time go, but you can never get back because of your pride. Either you can pick up the phone and call me or her or him and say, I'm sorry, love you, I appreciate you. I tell my friend, I love you all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I leave you guys up, man. Sometimes I'm crazy, but so be it. I'm crazy in love with my family and friends. Again, I'm just grateful for life. Because God still chose me. God is choosing me. Every day I wake up and have breath in my body. He said, you got another chance, my son. You have another chance. Go ahead and do what you need to do. Make things right. Be the best friend that you can be. I mean, every day is not gonna be happy and blossom. This day you should pass. If you do me, you can do all things. I maintain it.
Wow. Let's talk about your book. It's not just entertaining. It's full of all kinds of philosophy and wisdom for living life. When did it come out? When did you publish your book?
I published a few years ago, but I relaunched it now because of the life coaching, because of the speaking, because of the people saying you need the book. Because actually, I hate to be somebody can't do something. So I had a person helping me because I was going to come out. I did a documentary. They did a documentary on my thing, 2013, 2014, maybe 2012, 2013. But I was going to go to New York. I was working on the book, working on another documentary or something. And the person passed on me. But I told some of my family friends in New York that I was coming. My word is my bond. Like I told you, I was sorry I was a little late, but I apologize. But so I had no book. I had like a month or so to get something together. I'm pressed for time. I called a few people to help me write some stuff together. I ended up calling my guardian. I called my guardian. Her name is Gail Lucas. She's my guardian. Love her to death. She was helping me. I'm like, this is good, but it's not good enough. So she turned me on to a pastor. God bless, he's not with us anymore. He was an author too. And so this was on a Saturday. And he's like, have a, I said, let's meet tomorrow. Tomorrow's on a Sunday. I mean, we met at my gym. And he said, I can help you. So I put the stuff together of my little knowledge. And he was able to help collaborate, put it together so it made sense. And through his help and process, I had my first book. And then they first told me too, like, I don't know, how many pages does it have to be to make it a book? Because he's like, oh, this. I said, oh man, we just put one line and a bunch of pictures on that. We're gonna make it a complete book. This is my, I'm being new. I'm new at this. But again, my word means everything. And so, praise God, we made it happen. And again, it's just a platform to get people and show people that I'm for real. I love people. I love doing what I'm doing. And it's inspiring. You can take work the way of the dragon to show you, yeah, man, look at your cup half full or half empty. The choice is yours. You know, you're having a good day or a bad day. I show people. Let's see versa. Are you having a bad day for 24 hours or are you having a bad moment? Let's not get it confused. Let's not let a bad moment of 15 minutes, 30 minutes, hour ruin your whole day. Adjust, adapt, shake it off, and move on. Let's go. Let's keep it moving, right? We have so many more things that we can live for. We have so many things to be positive. What do you mean? I'm here. I'm woke up. You realize how many people that didn't wake up this morning? The fact that God thought enough of me. The chance. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah. Writing a book isn't easy, is it? People don't realize. They pick my book, Reflections of an Angel, up. And I think I've been told about a 3.5-hour read. And they have no idea what it took me to create that book. Oh my goodness. I'm on my third and fourth one now, trying to learn to self-publish. China. Woo! Woo!
It's a lot. Congratulations on you. I mean, like you said, I mean, one of my business partners, he's from Wall Street, we were talking. And I was bragging to him, sort of, this is why you gotta be humble. I got my book out, you know, I'm like beating my chest. He's like, well, that's real nice. He's on his 13th or 14th, though.
Yeah. You see? Yeah, I thought that was great with two of them.
So I tell people, there's different levels to this, always. And it just shows you. You may be cool and big in your world. It's a big world we live in. So with that, it's fine. It's cool. Celebrate yourself. Pat yourself on the back. But be humble. Be gracious. Be appreciative. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's it, isn't it? Just appreciate life, appreciate people, appreciate those moments. I kissed my 18-year-old son goodbye one night in 1990 and never saw him again. So, you know, he was killed in a car accident that night. So we have to say, I love you to each other and let, you know, let the other people that we love know that we care.
Absolutely. And you're so right. And I tell people, and I'm sorry to hear about your son. I pray God, I never try to leave family, someone cares that I care about too long, mad or angry at them. Because I'm like, are we gonna really take the chance and die? Not that we're gonna die, but we could, you never know.
Yeah.
And I'm not speaking death or anything. I'm just saying something happens to one of us, whoever, and you could have fixed that issue. It wasn't that serious. I mean, it's not a life and death situation. So if it's not a life and death situation, telling you, what are you mad about? And shut that off. You know, okay, yeah, you hurt. See, I get it. I know, but it's like, move on. The quicker you're able to move on, the quicker you're able to forgive him or her, the better off you are. A lot of people hold on grudges and regrets. But what? All it does is drain. It takes life out of you. No, yeah. Man, I'm big on energy. Listen. No, I get we have bad days, no problem. Get together. But you're not going to be around me having a bad day every day.
Yeah.
No. I protect my energy. Sorry. I'm not sorry.
I'm laughing because I'm exactly the same way, China. People complain about their Facebook page being so negative and everything. And I think, well, that's because you've allowed it. I don't allow negativity. On my page.
Absolutely.
I don't allow anyone negative in my life. I will tell them, take that somewhere else. I'm sorry. I'm allergic to negativity.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's like, you know, people, you know, you get on the phone. How you doing? You don't even want to talk that much. I get we have bad day. I'm not saying that. But every day, like, how you doing? Man, so I'm never going to be good. You're just speaking things to existence. Why can't you just change that? Well, I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. How you feel? Well, I'm feeling good, man. I woke up there. Find something to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Find something to be gratitude. And you start changing and you start making, it doesn't have to be overnight, but start making little small changes in your life. You know, you start seeing the difference. It's the law of the universe.
I always say, smile until you feel it. If you have to pretend it, I don't care. Smile till you feel it.
They say fake it till you make it. I don't know if that's the answer, but you're right.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to tell. It's hard to smile and be mad at the same time, right?
That's right.
So one has to give. What are you going to focus on to give your energy towards? Being positive, being happy, or being down and being upset and being miserable? I'm focused on being happy, being positive, being responsible.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
True.
Hey, did I hear you have a TV show you're starting or something?
I'm working. I started a little bit. I think it was a little too much at the time. So I pulled back on that. And then I'm going to revisit that for that. It's a possibility. Right now, I want to work on getting this book out. Really work on my life coaching, the motivating speaking, changing some more life. I tell people my word, give people my word. I hope to inspire them. So yeah, I'm going to focus on that right now. Let's see.
Yeah, I watch you on Facebook and YouTube, and oh my gosh, your videos are inspirational, China. They're nothing but inspirational and wonderful, and I love you for that. You put so much joy, so much light into the world, and we appreciate you.
I appreciate you, you know, and I tell people, now, you know, it's funny, it's amazing, I like God. You know, I'm no doctor, I'm no lawyer. I don't know how to pronounce them. And then I have to be careful because I'm from, you know, on my dad's side, I'm from Nashville. So, you know, we speak fast. Sometimes words mumble all together. So I have to slow down, be patient, inhale, exhale. But it's a work in progress. But the fact that I can get the word out, the fact that I'm living for God to the best of my ability, God knows me, knows my heart, knows my intention. That's the most important part. You know, and I tell them, no, man, I'm not with that. You know, and again, but, you know, it's hard to be around me and not know that God's in me. I'm grateful. Hard to be around me and not sure let have me.
Have you always had that faith, China? Oh, I'm sorry. Have you always had that faith in God? Or was there a time where you came to that realization that you needed that relationship with him?
No, I always had the faith. My mom's faith was strong. I tell people this. You know, this is what happened to the generation that's going on now. There's no more mothers or grandmothers for the kids. My mom, I know she prayed for me, her kid, my sister, and our kids. So my mom faith, because I remember one time she was diagnosed that she had, I don't want to quote her, stage 3 or stage 4 cancer. You know, and this was a rare cancer that she had when she was young. She talked to God, she reminded God, no, I honor my mother and father, and you said by your word that this too shall pass. So this too shall pass. And praise God, she's cancer free. And I also remember from a story my guardian angel told me, and this is when I was older, but it's just a reinsurance that my faith is real, my faith is strong, my faith is, you know, my faith has been tested. And I looked at, you know, certain things, like, you know, the true story, the Lord is my light and my salvation, you know, what should I fear? He's the strength of my life, you know, what should I fear? Even when war breaks, even if the whole world is against me, I'm trying to stand on God. That's how I feel. So, praise God, amen, praise God.
Yeah, you've had your faith tested. I know that. I don't know if you want to speak very much about, was it your son?
Yeah. My son,
can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so my son's facing life right now, right? Of accusation or conviction. Now we're pending the situation. Still praying, still fighting. But the crazy part, he was already locked up for some. And not to put him on blast, but you need to read about it. And the face was tested because they didn't say he was there. They said the Chamber of China Smith, the legend, whatever they call me, and had it on the front page. So he know my son, they had my name included there. So, you know, again, he would say he's faced with murder right now. Something not, but they gave him that. So we're fighting. Again, so we have to feel coming up here to the hope that when we come back, to fight. But it's text. When I talk to them, you know, what are we going to talk about? I have to give them the word. Not the judge. I have to talk to them, you know, and give them, like, God can use and change any and all of them. You know what was done. You know you defeated the situation, look bad, look rough. But don't allow that. Don't allow what they may say or what they put on you. However, change who you are, change who you can become. Because through scripture, through testimony, they put Jesus on the cross. Now he allowed them for our sins to be forgiven. He took a dude that barely knew him. He said, you know, I came in word for word. But he said, you're the living God or whatever. Trust your believing. We took him to heaven. So God can move mountains, you know, move stories. So never over to go. That's just how I feel. That's how I feel. So yeah, I talk about it. Not much. I'm a very private person. But I'm here to change life and fire life. That is part of my testament. That is part of my faith. You know, because it's very challenging. God, all things are possible, all things are good.
Yeah. Those challenges like that are what make us stronger sometimes in our faith, because we have to lean on God. What else is there? You know?
Who else you going to claim? Who else you going to believe, right? You know? It's right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's false ideology, false ideas and certain things. But no, you can keep that. I'm going to ride with God. Because it's, I say this all the time, I think I say that. It's God, and I remind myself, I tell my son, I say, it's crazy. Whatever circumstance you're in, and again, I was not there. I say, you know the truth, you know what's going on. You have the ability, because you're still here. We're still here. So you could talk to God about him and everything. If God is for you, who that be against you? I don't care what, because people are going to judge you and talk about you, even when you're doing right. Why? What do you mean? Well, they talked about Jesus. Jesus came here to save us, give us a fighting chance, give us an opportunity for our life, to die on the cross for us to be forgiven. And people talked about him. So who are we for people not to talk about? I don't really care what people say about me. Good or bad, I prefer people to obviously be good. But I build a character up not to allow that to affect me.
I love the fact you don't pretend to be anything except who you are. And who you are is amazing, my friend.
I appreciate it. Again, because, you know, I say this thing. I try to be somebody for 3 seconds, 5 seconds. It was 3 5 seconds in my life. You know, I can't do it. I mean, I learned, you know, again, when I was top, when I was fighting, I was top. It was cool. You saw a lot of fake, false people. When I fell down, when I was off with certain things, you saw a lot of fake, false people. When you're going through your trial, you see the same thing. So if you can't be real to yourself, who are you going to be real to? If you're going to love and respect you, they're going to love and respect you. If they're not, they're not. So when I talk about God, man, I don't care how you feel about me. I'm going to still talk about God, because I know what he did to me and what he done to me and mine. So I stand on it. If you're offended, well, don't be, that's you. I'm not stopping.
So what is life like for you today, China? What's an average day like? What are you doing now, and what's ahead for you?
I do a lot of things. I do security. I've been in security for decades, man. And I do security for me is not a ministry, because you're talking to people, working with people that maybe have an issue. And then, like, when they get disgruntled or certain, they're not upset with me. They barely know me. So it gives me a chance to talk with them, work with them, get them guidance, give them direction. And again, I use a lot of things as practicing and opportunity to preach. One of my sayings is, I learned, if you sneeze, I'll bless you. You know, I'm quick to pray for you on the spot. And so, you know, again, I'm working on my coaching, my life coaching, my life to be motivating people. I'm truly working on, I don't know what the time frame, but maybe be on the FedEx talk too. I got some things I'm working on, because I feel that reborn again. Not reborn, but new. Still here. Praise God. Still have opportunity in life. A lot of life in me. A lot of life. I'm a young man. I'm a hungry man. I'm a determined man. Most important, I'm a godly man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. China, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to let us have a little peek into the life of a champion boxer. I think that's so cool. Wow. Get in there and get him. So do you think you'll go back into boxing? You said you're thinking about going back in, maybe doing some bouts, some fights?
It won't be pro boxing anymore, but maybe like an exhibition for a charity, for a good cause. And just to show people that if you have dreams, no matter your age, you never give up. Because one time I was off 6.5 years and I made a comeback. Everybody thought I was crazy and everybody said I was impossible. And I told them you're right. When you take the M and say I'm possible, that's a different story. And not only did I talk about it, I made it happen. There's God. I want another belt. There's God. So I just love making history. I just love doing things that people think about. And if I did this, you know, this will be active for a decade. So in my area, it's unheard of. Most people would never see that in their lifetime. But again, we'll see, you know. We'll see. If I can, I can. If I can't, I'm not really. It was not meant to be. But yeah. So, yeah, fun. We'll see. I definitely couldn't go through.
Well, let me ask you this. If a young person wanted to get into boxing today, let's say a boy who's gone the wrong way and needs encouragement and a direction, what would you advise them? What would you say to them?
First of all, I tell people, I don't play boxing. Never have, never will. If this is what you want to do, run, job. You don't even want to get out there and jog. And when I say jog 2 to 3 miles. If you feel 3 to 4 miles, right? Do that about a few weeks, 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. The month is getting better. Because I had a couple of people ask me a few weeks ago about training. And I'm like, I'm not training you. No, not that I wouldn't not train, but you haven't even showed yourself. You haven't even did any jogging, jump rope, push up, sit up. You haven't even did the basics. So let's get the basics down, the push-up, the sit-up, jumping jack, the jog. Well, you don't need the weight, you don't need the gym, you don't need a machine, you can do all that by yourself. A lot of times I do a lot of work on the street. I'm using bricks and the pavement and certain things, push-up, sit-up, squat, just to get the fundamentals down. Give yourself time, you know, prepare yourself. And then if you feel yourself after a month and a half or 2 months, you don't work out constantly, gave yourself some type of condition, then you get with a trainer or go to the gym. And most of them will take you because now you say, no, coach, I've been working out already 2 or 3 months. I need a place where I can call home, where I can learn and be coachable. You hear what I say? Learn and be coachable.
Yeah. But
please don't come in and tell the coach what you're going to do, what you've done when you haven't done
it. Yeah.
But I put a stop to that real quick. No, you're not going to tell me. My record is I'm champion. My record is I'm 26 for the Boxing Hall of Fame inducted. So I've done some things, right? So coming there is about respect first and foremost, and ask questions and be coachable, and then go from there. Go from there. See how that works. That's a great start.
Thank you so much, China. We'll let you go now, and good luck to you. God bless you, as I know he always does. You've blessed us with your appearance tonight, and I appreciate you for that.
And I appreciate you. Thank you so much. You have my number, contact. Continue to be impulsive. Thank you, guys. Give me this opportunity to come on this morning. Talk with you. Appreciate you, guys. Thank you. God bless
you. I'll be in Sarasota in May. I'm looking you up.
Absolutely. Please do. Please do.
We'll have dinner together. We'll go to Rosebud's, my favorite restaurant. Have you ever Sounds been there?
Ah, Rosebud. Is that with my
Osprey? I think it's Osprey.
Oh yeah, we got down by Venice. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
When I lived in Venice, every time we'd go by there, I'd say, I want to go to Rosebud's. Just sounds good. And man, what a great
I had pasta. Yeah. They're kind of small. Yeah. Absolutely, make that happen.
All right, I'm going to take you to Rosebud's. It's a date.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much, China.
Thank you so much.
We love you. Thank you. And like I said, God bless to you too, my friend. Blessings and love. Let's talk.